It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with members of the Strategic Engagement Lead Third Sector team here at the RNIB to talk about partnership working, this week focusing on campaigning. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Andrea Glover, Strategic Engagement Manager, and Lindsay Cole, Local Campaigns Manager. Hello, Andrea and Lindsay, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby.
Hello there.
Firstly, Andrea, could you tell me a bit about how campaigning fits within the partnership working between the RNIB, other charities and other sight loss sector partners?
Yes, of course. Well, it's an opportunity to share the workload and for local societies to join in with us and help build capacity and take advantage of having a national organisation help reinforce their messaging.
And Lindsay, could you tell me a bit about your team and what they do?
So I look after a team of regional campaigns officers who are based out in the English regions. Their role really is to work with local blind and partially sighted people as well as sight loss organisations in their regions to really get a sense of what people's concerns are locally and to offer support, campaigning expertise and really kind of empower people to kind of make those changes in their own lives, as well as provide a link back to our central policy team. So really we get a better sense of what issues people are concerned about, and that can then help us steer some of our central policy thinking as well. So, but my team are essentially our boots on the ground, as it were.
And what sort of supports are you able to offer to local sight loss societies?
It depends on what they're really wanting. So it could range from something like very, very simple advice or policy guidance on a specific issue. So as an example, as listeners might be aware, there's a current trial of rental e-scooters across the country, and we were approached by the local sight loss organisation in Oxford who had experienced some problems, and they were wanting some guidance on what to say or what issues to raise to the local authority in that area and to the e-scooter operator. On a different issue, we were approached by an organisation, the sight loss organisation in Wakefield, who were wanting some input on a development of a local leisure centre and sort of leisure complex, really. So it might be something as simple as just some basic advice and guidance on a specific issue. A bit more bespoke or a bit more developed from that would be something like training sessions. So historically, my team of campaigns officers have supported local sight loss charities and delivered some campaign skills training sessions. So it might be something like working with your MP or working with your local authority. So and kind of how to sort of manage and run a local campaign. So it might be something that's quite bespoke to a specific organisation around how can they upskill their own members and supporters so they can themselves take on campaigns at local level. So there's a definite kind of training and support offer from us as well. But equally, I think we can, if there's an issue raised at local level, so for example, if there's a threat to a service locally, such as vision rehabilitation, if we work together jointly on a local campaign, it lends far more weight to our argument. So if we are raising concerns to a local MP or local authority, if we're doing that jointly and we're working as a visual impairment sector, that just gives us more power, really, to our argument. So we can support with local issues as well. So those are just some of the things that we can work in partnership on.
And are there any successes or campaigns recently that have really helped and benefit blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, I mean, as an example, often things happen as kind of conversation. So as an example, one of my team members who was based up in the Northwest was speaking to Accrington Blind Society 7 months ago, and they were raising concerns around the impact or some of the challenges with the vaccine rollout. And we actually were able to incorporate some of their feedback in our response to the Cabinet Office. And that was literally within about 40 hours. It doesn't often work as quickly as that, but it was timed perfectly. So that feedback from that local organisation went straight back to central government. So that's one example. A different example of that is we're working with Campsite in Cambridgeshire on a no pavement parking campaign. So working alongside local volunteers and kind of raising our concerns with the local authority. That's a different kind of example where we might work on a very, very local issue at local level. But aside from that, there are other opportunities that we can offer people to become involved. So going back to the issue around e-scooters, we'll be doing some focus groups later in the year to sort of sense check the impact of these on blind and partially sighted people and gather their feedback. So those kind of opportunities will be opened out to local sightless organisations. So there are kind of various ways that we can work together.
And Andrea, how does all this sort of work, working with campaigns and involving blind and partially sighted people, feed back to what's happening within the RNIB?
Well, campaigns is all about having your voice heard to make change, and there's really strength in numbers. So working together as a sector means that we get to amplify the voice of blind and partially sighted people. It informs our decision making because we're more aware of what's happening at local level and we can take that up to national level. And it really shows the strength that a unified sector can bring to our activities.
And if a local sight loss charity or other charities are interested in partnership working and working on some of the campaigns, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, they can either contact myself or Lindsay, and that's andrea.glover@rnib.org.uk or lindsay.coyle@rnib.org.uk, and we'd love to hear from people.
Well, thank you, Andrea Glover and Lindsay Coyle, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.